Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that honestly flipped a switch in my head. It's called Successful Aging by Daniel Levitin. Sophie, you read this too, right? What was your first thought when you finished it?
Oh, my first thought was relief, honestly, because I've spent my whole life dreading getting old, and this book just dismantles that fear piece by piece. Levitin is a neuroscientist, and he's basically saying our culture has got aging all wrong.
Yeah, and the central idea is pretty radical. He says the aging brain isn't about decline, it's about trade-offs. You trade speed for depth. I mean, that's the whole thesis in a nutshell, isn't it?
Exactly. And he breaks it down with this great distinction between two types of intelligence. Fluid intelligence is your quick problem solving, the stuff that peaks in your 20s. But crystallized intelligence is your accumulated knowledge and wisdom, and that keeps growing.
Right, and that's the part that got me. He compares the young brain to a race car and the older brain to a luxury sedan. The race car is fast, but the sedan handles the rough terrain better. Society keeps testing for the race car and ignoring the sedan.
And that's such a good metaphor. He also talks about how the brain actually rewires itself. The two hemispheres become more connected as we age, so a task that used a localized region in a young person now activates a whole network. It's like the brain is recruiting more resources.
So it's not that your brain is failing, it's that it's working differently. But I have to admit, when I first read about cognitive reserve, I was a little skeptical. The idea that you can build up a savings account for your brain?
Oh, but that's one of the most empowering parts. It's saying that the choices you make throughout your life, like learning new things or staying socially engaged, literally build redundant pathways. People with high cognitive reserve can have Alzheimer's pathology and show no symptoms.
Wait, so you're telling me I can build my brain's resilience right now?
Absolutely. And it's never too late. Levitin says engaging in novel, challenging activities is the single best thing you can do. That's the key.
Okay, so let's get practical. What are his four pillars of successful aging? Because I need concrete steps here.
The first pillar is social connection. And this was huge for me because loneliness is a bigger risk factor for early death than smoking. Our brains are wired for connection, and social interaction is a workout for the mind.
That makes sense. And the second pillar is movement. He's not saying you need to run marathons, just that any movement counts. Walking, dancing, gardening, it all boosts blood flow and even grows new neurons.
Right, and the third pillar is diet. He's a big fan of the Mediterranean diet, lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats. He warns against chronic high blood sugar, which he calls diabetes of the brain.
And the fourth pillar is sleep. That one is so underrated. During sleep, the brain clears out waste products, including the amyloid plaques linked to Alzheimer's. So sleep is like a nightly detox for your brain.
Exactly. And these aren't just tips. They're backed by decades of research. But what I loved most is the chapter on wisdom. He argues that wisdom is a real, measurable cognitive ability, and it's rooted in the biology of the aging brain.
So older brains are actually wiser brains. That's a beautiful reframe. And he also tackles memory. You know, those senior moments where you forget a name? He says that's not dementia, it's just your brain being selective about what it stores.
Yes, and it's a retrieval issue, not a storage issue. The info is in there, it just takes a little longer to find. That's the trade-off of speed for depth.
Okay, so what about the fear of Alzheimer's? That's the big one for so many people.
Levitin is really clear, Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. Most people won't get it. And the lifestyle factors we just talked about are the best tools we have to reduce the risk. So instead of living in fear, focus on what you can control.
That's so liberating. And he also talks about the positivity effect, how older adults are actually happier and more emotionally stable. They become better at regulating emotions and appreciating the present moment.
Right, and that's a form of intelligence we don't value enough. He also makes a bigger societal point, We need to stop marginalizing older adults because we're discarding our greatest repository of wisdom.
So what's the one takeaway for you, Sam? For me, it's that aging is not a descent into darkness. It's a path toward a richer, more integrated way of being. And the seeds for that are planted in the choices we make today. I'm going to start treating my brain like a garden, not a machine.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. In the end, successful aging is about embracing who you are at every stage and making the most of your unique strengths. It's a journey we're all on, and this book is the map. We'll see you in the next one.